Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to an emergency episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus, and I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine, and it gives me no joy to report that we are going to talk about Britney Spears and Sam Asghari's alleged divorce.
I guess the only reason I'm shocked is because I think we had all kind of like hoping that there were a real relationship was the first order of business. Second order of business was being like, maybe he's a TriStar plant. Maybe he's just like controlling her from within. This divorce, I don't know. What does it mean to you? Like, does it reframe the Britney marriage to you in any way? Like, what do you think?
The thing is, I try not to get emotionally involved with any Britney news, and I haven't since college because I hate it every time we talk about her because I just don't think being famous is good for her. I don't think it's necessary. And it's also impossible to tell what's true and what's not true. It's just so hard to figure out what's true, what's spin, where things are coming from. You had alluded to the theories that he is a plant. We don't know, and we're never going to know. We're just never going to know. So getting down and dirty in the weeds with the allegations and everything is almost not even worthwhile. It's kind of just beside the point because who knows? And like,
right,
the groundwork has been laid where a lot of people find Britney herself untrustworthy as a narrator of her own life. So even if she does shoot back and refute some of the things that Sam is saying, it looks like he's talking to TMZ. The TMZ has a report that she attacked him in his sleep, left him with a black eye. And now a new thing has dropped saying that Sam believes she cheated with a house staff member. He saw a video of them together. And it's just like, these are terrible allegations. Whether they're true or not, they're going to stick. Even if she comes out and tries to deny it. I mean, it's just another day in the life of like, the very sad story of where Britney is at now. So I think the only productive thing that we can do is talk about the astrology of this moment, maybe for them.
I would love to. I am I'm just pulling up Sam's chart real quick. So
I hope that none of it's true. I hope that Britney's okay. I hope that everyone's okay. We're never going to know what the real story is.
We're never going to know. Well, and I think the hard thing about Britney and why it's hard to talk about is because like, she's not okay. Like whatever it's like, something is not right. Like, you know, so, you know, now let's look at their charts together. So we have Sam on the inside, Brittany on the outside. Sam is a sun in Pisces, moon in Sagittarius, which connects nicely with a huge Brittany Sag stellium. Brittany has her sun conjunct her Lilith conjunct her Juno marriage asteroid, her Mercury, her Uranus. It's like,
oh yeah, she's like a super Sag.
Super Sag.
And Sagittarius is the pop star sign.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And his moon is in Sag. So their relationship was all about the adventure. The relationship was all about like, wow, like he thought he was on an adventure being in the United States. Like, no, he's on an adventure being with, I don't know why this is, oh my God, sorry, why, but this won't go away. But he's on an adventure being with Britney Spears right now. His moon in Pisces, his Venus in Pisces, he's very sensitive. He actually probably would understand a few, you know, I don't even know if it would, I don't know. It's like, I could see him being really flexible in terms of like him being like, all right, like maybe I missaw what I saw, or, you know, maybe I can forgive her for cheating with the nanny, if that's what it, whatever it was, with the groundsman, if,
yeah,
you know, because like I haven't been around. But also, and again, like the, I would say that, not again, I would say the two most spiritual signs are Pisces and Sagittarius. So he has a very spiritual sort of energy. Although let me just double check this, because I feel like I sort of remember him being in Aries, but no, he's not. Okay. So yeah, I sort of feel like he wants to take the higher ground. I think he can forgive a lot, but ultimately I think, first of all, if it did, and it wouldn't surprise me if it became violent. I think at that point he's like, okay, this is actually objectively now like dangerous, not worth it. And, you know, he has his Mars conjunct his Mercury in Aquarius. She has her moon in Aquarius. So it's sort of like, again, he can sort of like detach for a while and be her Instagram boyfriend and kind of like not take things too personally. But when it comes down to it, his work, like what he gets fired up about on some level and what he wants to ultimately speak about are things that may expose her true cold heart.
Yeah.
Not that everybody with an Aquarius moon has a cold heart, but like kind of like, I think, I mean, I say it for Brittany, thank God she has an Aquarius moon, because it's part of why she's survived everything that she's been through, because she has that ability to sort of like emotionally detach. But I think because of how traumatized she is fairly emotionally detached. And, you know, I think it's coming around to bite her based on her chart. It's coming around to sort of face her with herself, you know, in whatever way. Also, her south node is conjunct her Venus in Capricorn. Those two things are exactly conjunct his Uranus and Neptune in Capricorn. So again, I think when he met her and they started dating, it was like, this is out of a dream. This is like a huge change of life happening. And she's like, great, I'm still the queen and the star, but you're hot enough to like be by my side. But I think when you have Uranus conjunct Venus, it can indicate, so his Uranus is conjunct her Venus, it can indicate a like, you thought you were safe and like high status with me, but like zoop, now real quick, everything's different.
Yeah. And so when you say that she is going to be faced with herself, I also think, let's make it clear that like, these are allegations. They've not been proven. And it could, like, the way that she's going to be faced with herself could be something completely different. It could have nothing to do with these allegations that he's making. It could just be the fact that, you know, she's becoming single again. And like, I don't know. It's so hard.
Go ahead.
It, like, there was another report that was like, oh, she's losing her only ally. And it's like, we have no idea who her allies are. Like, we have no idea.
Well, I think that's really the pain point here, that like, does she have, we've said it on the podcast before, like, where does she go? Like, could she even possibly, like, who would possibly be able to be in relationship with her without even any fault of anyone's, without any sort of like, what's in this for me energy? Because she has so much to give others and people have taken so much from her.
She's vulnerable in that way.
She's so vulnerable in that way. And she does need people. And, you know, it's like the really painful thing about Brittany's chart, it's almost like people need her to be unwell. And you know, her North Node is in Cancer. So I think part of what she's doing is learning how to nurture herself, learning how to actually spend less time interested in the public and more time interested in just twirling for herself in the mirror. But, you know, her descendant. So Brittany's a Libra rising. I think she
is doing that too, by the way, because
she is. Yes.
She is, you know, kind of a recluse. Like she doesn't really do. I mean, that Will I Am song was like they weekend at Bernie'd her into the studio and just propped her up, and she said three lines and then they spliced them all together. Like, I don't think I think she's definitely succeeded at getting herself not to care as much about the public eye. Like, she's just posting on Instagram because why not? But like,
Well, also because she's a Sag sun too. So she's like, I need some attention.
Yeah. And
Sag Aquarius. She's like, I need an audience. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But so you know, her rising, she's a Libra rising with her Saturn there. The South Node has just entered Libra. Her whole descendant and her seventh house, her relationship house, her marriage house is in Aries, pointing in the direction of, ultimately, in terms of who you're partnered with, it might be alone and you might be, you know, first house and rising in Libra, south of moving through it, you might be draining yourself of even more relationships that you thought you were safe in. But Saturn in Libra, relationships are going to be one of these things that is kind of a constant battle in her life, and feeling like she's actually in authentic like anytime that you have relationship planets or a relationship house, in this case, the relationship house is in Aries. It's either like it's all or nothing. It's like super passion and like we become one. Or with Brittany, it could also be like you're all about me. But ultimately, the other side of that is it is just me. It is alone. And I actually don't think it would be a bad thing for her to spend some time actually not in partnership, because the truth is she's not really in safe partnership even in this marriage. I mean, all the details about the wedding are so fucking sus. Like,
oh, say more.
Oh my God. Like, dude, I was like doing some deep diving on it just for fun. And then it was like, oh, actually they're getting divorced. Morning, fan and psychic. Like, wow. If you watch any of the interviews from any of the people at the wedding, it's almost like when people agree to like, here's what we're going to say, what happened at the scene of the crime. Like, it's almost like they're like, yeah, it was very small. They're all like, it was only 49 people. The fact that Drew Barrymore, Selena Gomez, and Kathy Hilton all had the stat, it was only 49 of us, is a little bit like, okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
So weird. Donatelli Versace, there's that interview where they're like, how excited are you about making Britney's dress? And she's like, I'm making the dress. And they're like, yeah, you're the one that's making the dress. And she's like, maybe. And then she's like, aren't you honored to be one of Britney's close friends that's like part of the wedding? And she's like, sure, I guess. Like, it is the most like,
so weird.
Did this happen? Britney then came out with a statement a few weeks ago, I guess, that was like, I don't even remember my wedding. I was literally not present for it. It's like, what the fuck's going on? Like,
yeah, really.
And
weird.
then the wedding pictures, even that they put in Vogue, are so clearly
they like, weren't in Vogue.
They were. There was a huge Vogue spread.
Google it.
There was a huge Britney wedding Vogue spread that seemed like it was a paid for ad where the pictures look like they're all taken with an Instagram filter.
Are you sure it wasn't People magazine?
Oh, maybe it was People.
Yeah, there's no way it was Vogue.
My Vogue. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I remember those pictures. They, at the moment. But they were in like a weekly. They weren't in Vogue.
Oh, OK. But either way, it's like it was a publication putting out this information about like what seems like a cover up for something. Like it all just seemed really odd. And then it's her coming out really and literally saying, I didn't remember that. Her then saying also later accidentally, like, I don't even know Selena Gomez. It's like, well, then why was Selena Gomez at your quote unquote wedding?
And and then she was posting some shady stuff about her. Yeah. Like, do you remember when she was posting that she was pregnant on Instagram? That was time when I was working as an entertainment editor at a major publication. And I was like, we actually can't cover this because I have no idea if it's true. And like her publicist never responded to any requests for like asking if it was true or not, any confirmation. like, I just was like, we actually can't take this at face value, because.
Well, which is why Britney is so fucking vulnerable, because it was her saying it herself. And yet we still were like, but.
Or it was posted on her Instagram.
Right. Whatever that even means.
The keys to her Instagram.
Right. Right.
It's just. Who knows? And then she posted that she wasn't anymore. And I was like, I'm glad we never went with it. But what the hell is going on?
What the hell is going on? There's also like all of these Photoshop flubs. So like if you look at the actual wedding photos, like one of the pictures that they use of Selena at Britney's, I'll find it. It's sort of deep conspiracy, but like there's a photo of Selena Gomez at Britney's wedding that like is actually the exact same photo from like the early 2000s while she was clubbing. There are pictures of Sam Asghari and Donatella.
That sounds.
I'll show you though. Tell me. Right. I'm just saying what in my searches, but all the photos are photoshopped.
Did you see that alleged photo from the wedding on people.com, or was it just someone comparing it to the other photo and claiming that it had been taken at the wedding? Because someone could.
It was late night research. So I will confirm. And when we get to the Patreon,
someone probably maybe themselves.
That's probably true, but I don't know. I just feel like I remember there being even like, even the people photos, like they're weird. Like there's something really, she's not wearing shoes. Like there's just something really off about the whole thing.
Yeah. Like and her makeup's not done. It's
her makeup. It's all just like, what's going on? Like, I mean, if anything, just if we're going to keep going down conspiracy alley, like if Sam is a plant, then not only does he get, could he get a settlement out of this divorce, but then he also could make the case for, and see, now I, as her husband, have real proof, and I don't even want to say it, but like, she's violent, she assaulted me, like, conserve her, get Jamie Spears's money back.
Right. Like, and it could be true, or it could be fabricated in order to, yeah, like, we just don't know, and we're not gonna know.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, like, yeah, we don't know who's controlling her Instagram. Based on her Instagram, she does seem like, and like you were saying, her Venus is in Aries. She seems like she pushes people away, but that
her Venus isn't in Aries. Her seventh house is in Aries.
Oh, sorry.
Her Venus is in Capricorn, which also could push people away.
Yeah. So she like with the Selena Gomez stuff, where Selena was one of the 49 people at the wedding, and then Britney starts posting nasty things about her. And then like people are saying, where are all of Britney's friends right now? Why aren't they coming to her defense? And it's like, because if that was her doing that, like she lashes out at, she might be lashing out at her friends sometimes. We know that she's lashed out at Jamie Lynn. We know that she's lashed out at her parents, probably deservedly so. But like, I don't know. It's just, she's just, I wouldn't be surprised if it's impossible to get in touch with her just because of how famous she is. And she kind of isolates herself a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, she totally isolates herself
harder because I don't think she wants to. I don't think she wants to accept help from people because
I would understand that. She doesn't feel safe.
Yeah, she's been preyed upon.
Who gives a fuck about helping her?
The people who are supposed to help her. So it's like she's in this terrible position of like not knowing who to trust. It probably
she's in a really bad position.
Yeah. So I don't know. What a depressing conversation.
Yeah. I mean, I just like, I guess my hope would be that Britney, maybe they get divorced, like go spend a year in the south of France and get off everything. Let us see paparazzi photos of you just enjoying your life a little bit, like a la Amber Heard. In a way, like,
yeah, just, where's Felicia Culotta right now?
Right. Where's Felicia? Right. Felicia actually is the only one that I would trust to be Britney's handler. That's actually, it should be Felicia. And yeah, Felicia's the only one that's always had her actual best interest in mind and been there from the beginning. And
we don't even know.
We have no idea. We have no fucking clue. Yeah, fuck. But like, yeah, I just feel like a hard reset for Britney would do her some good. I don't think it would be bad for her to have some solo dolo time, even if it's just among like a gay friend or two or a Felicia or something, or maybe, but because like she needs like I wish that she could find someone on earth that like truly has never, are there any cavemen out there who have been in some kind, or any monks that have been in training that are now deciding to come back to the States? Like if we could just find some people that have missed, that have never heard of her, that would be great.
Yeah.
Like, start over. start fresh.
I also, part of me is like, why is Sam talking to TMZ so much? Shut up. But then I'm like, what if the genders were reversed? I would be, you know what I mean? If it was a woman who was younger than her richer, more powerful husband coming out and saying he's been physically abusive, he cheated with the staff, we would be applauding. So I'm just like, I don't feel right demonizing him because we have no idea what the truth is.
It just seems all, it's just okay, like, yes, but also like he knew who he married, he knew the circumstances. Also, like, that story,
but people
is weird.
Say that,
like,
about women who find themselves in abusive situations all the time.
I just have so much space for, like, hold space for Brittany. Like, we just, I know, like, don't out her. Like, if anything, save it for an Oprah interview a year from now when it's all settled, so that you're not just like a part of the thing that traumatized her, this sort of, like, you know, press machine.
But what,
like,
if she doesn't, also, what if he's,
but
also
now he's a victim, right? What if now he's a victim of, oh my god,
you,
yeah,
know,
it's so,
we don't know,
painful. We got,
and we're not gonna know, started, and like, fuck, yeah, of course, damn. People will say, oh, it's because he wants a divorce settlement, but like I was saying to you earlier, like, maybe he deserves a divorce settlement because,
right. I mean, they've been together for seven years.
I would imagine that when you're dating someone, first of all, when you're dating some, oh shit, hold on one sec.
Oscar, no. Boy.
Sorry, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is, when you're dating someone who makes a lot more money than you, and is so much more powerful than you, and you think everything is going well, they are going to be like, quit your job. Don't take this job. Like, just travel around, right, with me. And if someone is saying that to you and you're trusting them that this is a good decision,
right, like, it could have cost him jobs, actually.
Yes, it could. It definitely helped him get more famous, but it also could have cost him work because he's basically like
her handler.
I don't know, Brittany. Yeah, he's a handler, kind of. Like, yeah. So he could have lost work for this. And again, if the genders were reversed, we would be all like, rah, rah, Sam, get that settlement. So,
right.
Fuck. I understand why he's asking for money. Because
I just, like, don't want any more men to take anything from her. Like, women too, but like, I feel so
sad
for her.
I don't want to know her business. I don't want to know this.
Unless it's just like really good news and we all, the issue is like, we can't even trust her Instagram because we're like, what is going on? Like, there's just so much mystery and it's like, she's unsafe on planet Earth and I don't know what to do about it. I mean, there's nothing for me to do about it, but it's like, yeah. I think it's so crazy, right? Like, the Free Britney movement, like, now where's everybody? The Free Britney movement, okay, she's free, but
is she?
Is she and is she better off either way? And what's, like, there's just so much more to the story than anything that we know, and it's just like,
we all just need to stop weighing
it.
It's
such ourselves, a bummer. It's such a fucking bummer.
Ourselves included. So, okay, astrologically.
Should we scrap the episode? Are we bad people?
No, I don't think we're saying anything bad, but it's not fun. It's just not
fun. It's not. It's
and
truly not fun.
And I know people want to hear about it, so we might as well talk about it. But what do you think astrologically, like, how do you see this shaking out?
Well, let's look at the chart of the relationship real quick. So the chart of the relationship has it. Oh, that's interesting. The chart of the relationship is a new moon. It's a sun conjunct the moon and Mercury in Capricorn. The Mars is conjunct the Saturn in Sagittarius. The Venus is in Aquarius. Yeah, this is sort of, unfortunately, I think it could play out as some kind of like very public warning story in whatever way. I think because the Mars and the Saturn of the relationship are in Sagittarius, where they both have strong energy,
like a cautionary tale.
This could become a cautionary tale of some kind. Yeah,
against what, dating Sagittarius moons?
No, I think against like and I don't even know if I almost like being too public and like Sag and Cap energy. I mean, every sign that it goes like one after the other, they're all very different, right? So what is that face you're making?
There's three moths in my house.
No, sell that place.
Ugh.
Get the zapper. Sarah, get the zapper. I love the zapper.
I hate England. I hate it.
I know.
There are no screens on the windows.
What?
And they don't sell them. And they also don't have window unit air conditionings. So
what?
When it's summertime, you just have to open the window and let all the bugs come in. Oscar just ate one of the moths. So that's
horrible.
But I guess I have to close my window. I mean, what am I going to do?
This is such a Britney story, though. This is how Britney feels about like life. And that's what I'm saying about the cautionary tale. It's like, does she open her windows for all the little gnats and bugs to come in and, you know, and bother her? Or does she keep her windows closed to the world and then kind of lose her sense of, you know, so much of Britney's sense of identity is based on feedback. So it's like,
yeah,
she needs some air, but she doesn't want the bugs.
Yeah. Remember he used to always post that she was the lioness and that she was going to get free and everything. I don't think he is a plant. I think he is just kind of like a little bit of a meathead.
That's what I thought. I thought from the beginning that he was just like, yeah, just a kind of like, just like a hot guy. He was like, but Britney Spears.
But like,
and we have to remember too, that they met when she was still in her residency. For all he knew, she was, conservatorship or not, she was the biggest star on planet Earth.
Right. And she was booked and busy.
Right. He had no idea what it would actually be like in the aftermath of those residencies.
Do you know what else? Apparently he's like, I haven't confirmed this for myself. I just saw someone say it. He's liked Andrew Tate content in the past.
That does not. Okay. Pisces sun, Sag moon. That's worst case scenario, but it tracks.
Yeah.
That's
terrible.
So unfortunately, like aligned.
Why is that Pisces sun, Sag moon?
Because Pisces sun, again, if you listen to any Andrew Tate like interview, this guy really, I mean, there's a chart. This guy really is like preaching like he has got the keys to the castle and has all the, I mean, he is a brilliant businessman. He made his name making porn essentially and like enslaving cam girls, then denounced that. And like, I mean, he's made his like Hustler Academy has made fortunes. He is a MMA fighter or whatever. He's like a fighter turned cam business entrepreneur turned Hustler's Academy Christian. He's like everything, like Sam. I feel like Sam Asghari, a guy who, and a Pisces sun, like Pisces sun men. Sometimes I find that Pisces sun men, unless they have like a genuine creative outlet to sort of escape into, that is a true expression of their soul, spirit, talent, artistry, can get a little bit lost in the sauce and be a little bit delusional and be a little bit abusive without meaning to, like justifying abuse, because there's some, when you hear Andrew Tate speak, he really like feels that even though now he denounces the cam business, he also feels that he saved those women. And it's like,
ugh,
it's just, I hate him. I hate Andrew Tate.
Yeah. He's terrible. That's why I'm scared to have a boy, because so many, like, do you ever read online, like these personal essays by these women who are like feminist moms who have always taught their son to be respectful of women and blah, blah, blah. And then their sons discover Andrew Tate and become like radicalized.
No, that's like nightmare stuff
at like 10, 12 years old.
Because he really is. He almost has like in a sort of like Jordan Peterson way, he just seems like he has a real like expert air about him. And he's just such an asshole. Such an asshole. Just an asshole, just a straight up, and justifying it because that's what it is to be masculine. And it's like, no, it's literally not. It's literally, you're the opposite of masculine, actually.
Yeah. Terrible person.
That's the thing. Okay. Remember we did a reading of him. Like, I don't remember what his stuff was. Remember I was like, I think Andrew Tate could like secretly be like a cross dresser or something. Like there's something that he's actually masking with how, like, I'm teaching what masculine is in the new world. And it's like, this is archaic.
Yeah. Gross guy. I hope that everything works out for both of them. I hope no one was abused. I hope no one gets unfairly accused of anything. These are our hopes and dreams. Amen.
Amen.
Join the Patreon. Patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. We just did a deep dive on Bethany and Raquel and Andy Cohen's charts on Patreon, which is incredible. I don't think you'll find it anywhere else.
You will not.
It's great content.
And it includes Fran Drescher.
Yeah, go to the Moonual if it's still Thursday by the time this right. gets published.
And if not, come to the Moonual in 2 weeks. It's every 2 weeks. So just, come through whenever. Follow at the Moonual on Instagram and you'll just know when it's happening.
Perfect.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think of a Britney thing to like ride out on, but I got nothing. She's not that innocent.
Oh, we hope she is. We hope she is.
We hope she is. Fuck. That was so but dark. She is a woman. So it's kind of like, oh. Okay, join the Patreon. Bye.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.